I'm Mike Vardy, and this is the Productivityist Podcast. Welcome to the Productivityist Podcast. I am your host, founder of Productivityist, Mike Vardy, and this week on the show, we're going to talk about ADHD with the ADHD nerd, Ryan McCray. We've known each other for a number of years now, having met at the World Domination Summit. We talk about that, as well as time management for people with ADHD, procrastination, and how he and others with ADHD, and really all of us, can handle and combat procrastination. And we talk about a whole bunch of other things, including, you know, how some of the idea of resolution, some journaling, that you know, that kind of thing. And we even talk a little bit about some of the stuff that I've talked about with my old podcasting partner, Michael Schechter, as well. So you can get to hear all of this in this next few minutes or so during this interview I have with the ADHD nerd, Ryan McCray. Let's just get to it. Here he is, Ryan McCray, along with yours truly, here on the Productivityist Podcast. Welcome to the Productivityist Podcast, Mr. Ryan McCray. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, glad to be here.
So we are fellow lanterns. I know we've... when did we first meet? We met at WDS Numero Uno or Numero Dos?
Numero Uno.
So you've been to every one, right?
Yeah,
so you and I are the only ones left? Is that how it works?
Yeah, there's only about 40 of us left. We just continually drop off, so...
Yeah. And you're going back this year, as am I.
I am.
As am I. I'm looking forward to it. It's in August this year, the World Domination Summit. So I'll put a link to the show notes for everybody who may be interested. By the time this goes live, but we're recording this in late January, but by the time this episode goes live, the last chance to get them may already have passed. So right. you may be like kicking yourself so you didn't do it before, but I've told you guys about World Domination Summit many, many times before. So, and actually this past year we got to see each other, and I was up far earlier than normal when I got to see you, because I was down at Mother's having breakfast, and I was there before you were.
Right.
Which is unusual for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I host we were at Mother's, and we hosted it a new members meeting, and so just for all the new people attending. So yeah, it was great fun. It was good to run into you there.
So when I first met you at WDS, you weren't really doing the kind of stuff you're doing now, obviously. And what you've been doing late, like the site, and I'm going to send everybody to it. It's called the ADHDnerd.com. And you've really been coming on strong with this stuff lately. You've been really focused about it, which is kind of ironic when you think about it.
Yeah. I read a lot of stuff on ADHD, and I find it very general. I find it very, hey, make sure, you know, you have a recycling bin, and make sure you leave your wallet by your door. And those are great little hacks. But I find that a lot of people want all the information. They kind of want deep work into these areas of procrastination or time management, things like that. So yeah.
So you've dove in pretty deeply. And like, first off, I mean, for those who don't know what ADHD is, and I mean, you're not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I've actually gone in and had testing done for this myself. And I know Michael Schechter and I talked about ADHD a while ago, because he is ADHD. Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find that episode and put it in the show notes, because it was one where we kind of talked about the idea of whether, you know, how he handles things. And I know he was working on some stuff regarding that before he got, you know, the new job and got very busy. But for me, I found out that they said, oh, well, here's some Ritalin. Take some Ritalin. Like, that's literally what happened as an adult. They said, well, take some, and it didn't help. So I said, okay, well, the medication didn't really help. And I just recognized, and I guess this is probably where I want to start off, is I just recognized I had a lot on my plate, and there was so much to look at that I wasn't, that I didn't know where to look. But that's not what ADHD is at all, is it?
Right. No. So ADHD and, you know, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, it's a cognitive issue where we, you know, we have trouble tracking things. We're impulsive. We jump to conclusions. We kind of just react very quickly to things. And so what it does, it generates a lot of chaos in our lives, and we like chaos. We're the people who jump into the lake first. We're the people who, you know, if you're playing truth or dare, we like the dare part. And but what happens is it really crushes our productivity, because people see, like, hey, how come you didn't get this done? And it's like, wow, are you lazy? Or are you just kind of, you know, scatterbrained is what we get called all the time. And what I'd say is, you know, it's not, we just have so many things on our mind. Our mind is like what I tell people. It's like a room filled with 4-year-olds.
Right.
And so what happens is all these 4-year-olds are kind of running around the house. And if we don't get them kind of organized, if we don't keep them entertained, then we don't get really much done. So I have to, we have to kind of corral them. So, you know, I'll do things to kind of manage my ADHD. Like I make sure I exercise, I wear out the 4-year-olds. I entertain the 4-year-olds. So, you know, what I try to do is exciting or has a reward to it. Yeah.
So when did you find out you were ADHD? Like, and how did you react? You've got a post on here that I'm going to share with people. Like, you've just been diagnosed with ADHD. Now what? Like,
yeah.
how did you realize that maybe I have this thing going on? And then what did you do when you found out that you did?
Yeah. So I was about 19 years old. I was attending Illinois State University. And I was a sign language interpreter for the university, and I was talking to one of the counselors in the disabilities office, and she's like, hey, I want you to take this assessment. You know, and I like assessments, and I said, sure. And it's like 50 questions, and it's just yes or no. And I'm just going down, yes, 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 yes.
Was this because you as an interpreter, because you have to focus to do this, did right. this person recognize, like, you know – you're saying the wrong words and missing things along the
way. No, she found that I was being late for appointments because I would forget. I was great at the act of interpreting because I could kind of hyper focus and be all there because mm-hmm. I had to kind of all the 4-year-olds had to be like really, you know, really into it. But then afterwards, because of my attention was so focused for a long time, I was just, you know, blown out of the water afterwards. Right. I really couldn't do much then.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
no,
yeah.
No, you're fine.
Because most people would think, you know, oh, well, it's because he couldn't focus on what he was trying to interpret, so that's why. But no, it was the exact opposite. You could totally focus on that. It was the other stuff that was going on around it.
Yeah, because you not only have to listen to the words, you have to know the intention, you have to kind of see where the professor's going. So it was a great job for me throughout my college years. And I was taking this assessment, and I kind of laughed and handed it back. And I said, like they're all yeses. Like, what is this? She's like, you most likely have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And I said, I'm not hyperactive. Like, I'm not the guy, you know, I was the kid who could sit in his seat and all that. And she says, you know, you don't have to be hyperactive, but you know, you're really impulsive. And, I said, okay, that is accurate. And you're kind of inattentive. And I'm like, what did you say? And so I was like, yeah, I am inattentive. So I went to a psychiatrist and he had me bring in all my school records and they're all like, he's flipping through them and he's like, yeah, here you are achieving great results. And here you're, you know, it says you're not paying attention in class. You know, you speak too much, all this. And he's like, you know, I'm really not diagnosing you. I'm just like pinning the medal on your chest. And I was like, okay. And so he kind of, I tried some medication, but like you talked about, it didn't really help. This was back in the 90s, so there really wasn't a lot of advancements in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But how he explained it is, you know, a lot of people have 6 lanes to their highway of their brain, and they're able to manage all the cars there. And you get 3 lanes, and so you get like these traffic jams, and you have to. And medication can give you more lanes, and some medication makes the cars go faster. And he goes, it's just a management issue. So your head is like a crowded room, he said. And so that's what it was about. And so I've been working on that all my life, managing my ADHD. I've been on medication. I've not been on medication.
So speaking of management, I mean, obviously time management can become a really big issue for people who have ADHD because they're – You've obviously addressed it. You've got a post called "The Ultimate Guide to Time Management mm-hmm. for ADHD." So, I mean, clearly there's something there. Now, what are the common things that you found that were kind of hampering you when you were, you know, kind of trying to manage the day to day and be productive, knowing full well that you know you had to deal with your ADHD as well.
Right. One of the things I just struggle with is capturing So ADHDers will live by this lie, Mike. This is it. And for all you ADHDers out there, if you're driving a car, don't applaud. But we'll think, we'll say to ourselves, I'll remember that later. Yeah. I'll remember that later. And our minds are like bulletin boards with no pins. Like, we just cannot, like, remember it later. You know, something else just drifts in and takes the place of what we were thinking about. And so one of my things on time management is I have to capture everything. I carry a notebook. I'm a huge Evernote fanatic. Every appointment must go on my calendar, no matter how small. If it's a 20-minute appointment, if it's whatever it is, it has to be in there to capture, because I know my mind will not hold on to it. So,
right.
You know, our brains are great for generating ideas, but not, you know, holding on to them.
Right, so. Right. So what are the other things that you can struggle, like the calendar? Does the calendar really kind of hold a lot of weight for you? Like, do you need those waypoints along the way? Like, do you manage, like, how do you manage your day? Because I know a lot of people will say, oh, well, then you probably, like, everything goes in your calendar and it must be there. Or do you use, like, a typical to-do list, or how does that work?
Right. So, so anything that's an appointment-based, the dentist, the mechanic, anything that's going to be longer than 5 minutes has to pretty much go in that calendar if it's time-sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I won't necessarily put Trader Joe's in there, like, hey, I have to run to, you know, to go get bananas. That's more of a to-do list.
Right.
But I'm going to put anything time specified right in there. Then, you know, I carry a Fields notebook, and I just carry it with me. And when I have to think of those things to do, I put them in there. And then that's how I kind of manage my day, and I kind of prioritize it, because ADHD people have trouble like prioritizing. What should I do first? And so that can be a problem. You know, should I do X first or should I do Y first? And so they'll kind of like, well, I'll just do it from the top down. And that's not how our brains work. We should kind of, you know, make sure we've got groceries before we pick up staples. Like, we should really, like, figure that out first. Like, what do we really need to do? And then I do a trick on Evernote. I call it static reference. Anything that I need to remember, like, what light bulbs do I use? What's my favorite shampoo? What's anything that I just need to remember when I'm at, you know, I'm at the hardware store or the grocery store or the DMV, you know, getting my license. I put it in my Evernote so I can just simply look it up.
Right.
You know, my tax information goes in there just because, you know, I'm like, oh, I've struggled for years on what did I do with that piece of paper? What wattage is that light bulb? And I'm like, oh, I just can't do this anymore. Like, everybody else can remember it and I can't. So we're just going to put it in here. And I just simply, you know, I'll tag it sometimes. And that way I've got it there.
Now, do you think every, I mean, because I don't know if that's totally fair. Like, I know I can't remember what light bulbs I use everywhere. But I also know that if I focus on, like, going to get light bulbs, maybe I'm the wrong person at this point because I capture everything anyway. But I think a lot of people will argue that, oh, well, you know what? I mean, I don't need to capture that because I'll just go and look it up later or whatever. It's not about that. To me, it's more about the remembering that you need to, you know, like, let's say changing the smoke alarms, right? Like the batteries in the smoke alarms, right? You know, some people say match that up with daylight savings time because that's when, you know, that way you've got a trigger that will help you remember when to change the batteries in your smoke alarms. I mean, so do you have, like, and this might be a neat trick for some people to use, is, like, I have some people that and I use this, is I have an Evernote Spark file.
Right.
And it's a notebook, and I have one note at the top that just reminds, I said, every time I go into it, it's called the note that says, time to check, like, go review this. So I have a task that says, go review Evernote, but I also have this Spark file note that says, hey, don't forget to look through your writing ideas. And I actually have it remind me every Monday, like, hey, or Sunday, rather, at this point. It used to be Monday, but now that I start work on Sundays, it's Sundays. And it would say, time to go look at this Spark file to come up with your writing ideas for the week. So right. I think that you could do that with things like, you know, grocery items or all that stuff. I think that that's something that can happen there.
Yeah. Yep. And I think for me is that I will occasionally believe the lie that I will remember it. And I think that's what gets me into trouble.
Right.
So like you've got this way of being like, hey, I'm not going to remember that. And you kind of have that forward thinking where we live in this impulsive, you know,
right.
It's hard for me to plan around the 4-year-old. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to just take this time to capture. Cause what happens is I go to Target. I don't know what light bulbs to get. I get the wrong ones now, you know, and it sets me on a trail of, you know, chasing the squirrels. And then I'm like, I've done nothing with my day. Like all I needed was, you know, X, Y, or Z, or, you know, then I'm like, oh, laundry detergent. So just forgetting those things can kind of like just really crush our productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I have found is like, I just read Cal Newport's book, Deep Work.
So good. We just had him on the show not too long ago.
I saw that. I was like, oh, Cal, you're the man. And, you know, he talks about like having that routine. So like, my work schedule, I ask them to work 12 to 9 so that I can get up and write. I work out, I write, I get ready for the day, I'm out the door. And that way I'm able to get that deep work done.
Right.
See, I'm being ADHD. I kind of went on the rabbit trail of deep work, but,
No, but I get the connection. I get the connection. So let's dive into procrastination now. Procrastination is a big thing. Cause obviously if you are stuck with this, and you're not really moving things forward in direction, you're procrastinating. Now everyone procrastinates,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And so how do you deal with procrastination? And I mean, you can't, I think one thing that people will do is they'll blame it on, you know, there's so many other things I have to do. You don't turn around and blame it on your ADHD, do you?
No, we would call that in the business, we call that a rookie move.
Right,
that,
right.
People like, oh, you know, I'm ADHD, you know, and
right.
All of us, who, you know, who've really struggled kind of roll their eyes and we're like, all right, man, like, come on. And so for me, for procrastination is, because we're so impulsive and because we can generate so many ideas, we can kind of, you know, substitute. If we really don't want to do something, we can think of not 3 things to do, but 20 things to do to avoid it. But so how I handle procrastination is, you know, I do one thing that it's helped me is I count the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to do this. What would happen if I didn't do it? And then, you know, I kind of go through the scenarios of like, you know, if I don't call my friend Bill back, a good friend of mine, like, well, of course I want to do that. So I, you know, I kind of look at it and I do it, but it's like, you know what? I really don't want to make this dentist appointment. This is terrible. I haven't been to the dentist, you know, in a year and a half. Well, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to get an abscess, you're going to cavity, and you're going to be miserable. Well, I can feel myself already reaching for the phone
right.
to say like, okay, I have to get this done. Now those are small things. Those would be like 1 minute, 2 minute tasks, but you know, I'm an author and sometimes I sit in front of that keyboard. I'm like, I just don't want to write today. And I think, and I ask myself, well, what's future Ryan going to think? What's mm-hmm. Ryan at 9 o'clock tonight going to think? He's going to be pissed at you, man. He's going to be pissed. So, and then, you know, he's going to be disappointed. You could have gotten it done. You've set aside the time, you know, and then I'm like, just write 100 words, just write 50, you know, and I try to create smaller benchmarks to get me to my goal of, you know, 500 words a day.
Yeah. Do you use like habit tracking apps for that kind of things? Like Nathan Berry's Commits or Momentum or anything like that?
You know, sometimes those apps for the tracking create one more thing for me to do. And then if I fall behind that, I'm like, oh, I'm such a sad Ryan McCray. But what I'll do is in an Evernote, I will just check the word count that I'm at and I'll write it at the bottom of the page. And then, you know, with math, I can figure out how far I am. And then at the bottom of, you know, last word I write, I put like the word count there so that I can just visually see how much is on that page. But I've used some trackers before. I enjoy it, but I know for myself, if I start, you know, losing that, then if I lose track of it, then I get sad that I'm like, oh, look, I haven't checked this in 3 days. It's like a plant that's withered. I'm like, oh no. But, yeah.
See, I'm similar to a point in that I don't want to have like there, and I was just talking about this on a blab recently with Steve Dotto and Eric Fisher. We were talking about like New Year's resolutions and all that stuff and how you keep them in new habits and all that stuff. And I decided that, you know what, it was I wanted to track these things, and I used an app called Momentum. Now, there's other ones out there called Habit. You know, there's Habit RPG, and there's Way of Life, and there's – I mean, some people really like to go to quantified stuff, but I'm in the same boat you are. If I can go – and Momentum, all I have to do is go and say either check it that I did it or don't check it, which means I didn't do it.
Right.
That's it. And, yes, I have a task in Todoist that actually, I don't anymore. I used to. I had a task to do saying go into Momentum. So it became a habit that I would build. Now Momentum just sends me a reminder at 11 o'clock at night saying, hey, did you update your habits today? I'm like, oh, no, click, 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 click. So right. I think that there is some you have to be aware. And I think that that's a right. big thing. I think awareness is such a huge component of productivity. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But I think if you say, okay, you know, I just need to know that I need to be there to do that thing.
Right.
Then that's – and whether that's a calendar ding or a, like anything that you self-direct, I think that's the key too. Not email. I mean,
no.
The worst thing – I would imagine you probably – have you ever employed the tactic of emailing yourself something that you need to do?
No,
you probably did a long time ago, right?
Yeah. And it's just – it is a terrible
– because you see other people's stuff.
Right. You see other people's stuff. It gets buried. And what happens is email is for just information share.
Yes.
So it's like I'll read it and be like, okay. And then I read the next email. And so that thought's gone, Mike. It's mm-hmm. gone. Whatever I was – unless I am getting my butt up out of the chair, it's done.
Yeah.
So again, I tell people, I'm like, that the fact that you'll remember it later is the biggest, you know, fraud going for us. So
do you journal?
Again, off and on, I've started, and I got this from the guys at Fizzle, is kind of if I'm having like a tough productivity day, or I will write down all the things I've completed,
mm-hmm.
so that way at the end of the day, because us ADHDers can be like, oh, I didn't get anything done, you know, woe is very Eeyore, and then we look, and I'm like, oh, look, I actually contributed to society today, like. Look at all the things. And so that's been helping me. And I'll use day one for that. And I have a reminder, hey, put in day one. And I'll just put in stories I've gotten at work or, you know, and it's nothing that I have to go back and look at later that's like a depend, like something like, oh, remember to check this. It's just, hey, this is what I did. I talked to this customer. I had a really good interaction. I had a really good story. You know, here's a picture of something fun to, you know, just. If it's longer than 3 minutes, it's too long. So, and I'll do that before I get out of my car to go home. So, to walk in the door, I'll just sit in my car and my neighbors are probably like, what does that guy do? So what is he doing in the car? So I just type that out real quick. And yeah. And I find it useful to look back and, you know, after a couple weeks and say, oh, that's right. And it's a good feeling. So I'm like, oh, I forgot that story or, you know, yeah.
Awesome. You know what? We're pretty much out of time.
Right.
I want so you can find. I'm going to push people to your Gumroad page. It's in the show notes for sure.
Okay.
For everybody, including the Patreon folks who just got to hear a whole bunch of other bonus stuff before jumping back in here. So if you're not a Patreon supporter and you want to hear everything else, which was a good 20 minutes of additional conversation, head over to patreon.com/productivityist and you can become a Patreon supporter. But if not, I think you should go to this link next, which is you can go to the Gumroad store where you could follow Ryan and you can also order any of his books, all related, oddly enough, to ADHD. There's Ordering the Chaos. There's the complete ADHD package, which is the one I think you should get. And then there's a few others there as well. So you can check that out. And you are also the Ryan McCray on Twitter. And I mean, Ryan, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you this week.
Oh, this has been great.
Thanks so much. And again, everyone can find you at ADHDnerd.com.
Yep, and I'll have a special thing for all the listeners.
Awesome.
At the ADHDnerd.com/Marty, and I'll have something for all of your listeners there.
Great. Thanks for joining us this week on the show, Ryan.
Great. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. That's it for this week. Great to have Ryan on the show. Of course, you can go to ADHDnerd.com/Vardy to get those bonus materials that he offered. And, you know, seriously, look at his books. He's got some great material out there. He writes a lot, and he writes very, very well. And I'm just happy to have known him for a number of years. I'm also happy to have been able to talk to him for an extended period of time after what you would have heard on the public edition of the podcast. The Patreon edition of the podcast, which is exclusive to Patreon supporters only, had an additional 20 minutes of material where he talks about more into email, automation, travel, the idea of review, New Year's resolution, some stuff he's not talked about before anywhere else. And you can get that only by becoming a Patreon supporter. Head over to patreon.com/productivityist and contribute any dollar amount from $1 a month all the way up to $100 a month. And you'll be supporting the show and helping make the show better and better. That's it for this week. I am your host, Mike Vardy, founder of Productivityist and host of the Productivityist podcast, reminding you to stop guessing and start going.